listening to the White Hat Crew podcast, Internet Marketing with Ethics with Anton Roundy.
My predictions for internet marketing in 2011. The only thing we know for sure about 2011 is that it'll begin with a 20 and end with an 11. Everything in between is educated guesses, wild speculation, and wishful thinking. Some of the bloggers I follow have posted predictions ranging everywhere from increased adoption of cloud computing to 2011 being the year when you have to establish a strong personal brand, when you have to stand for something in order to be trusted, all the way to a global financial meltdown. One guy's predicting his new business will become a multi-billion dollar empire in 10 months. Not to be a dream stealer, but I'll believe it when I see it. That said, here are my predictions. Whether they're educated guesses or one of those other things, well, call back in a year and I'll let you know. Prediction number one, more focus on the fundamentals. The economy has been stinking up a storm for several years, and despite what your elected officials would have you believe they've accomplished, whatever recovery some people may be enjoying is leaving a lot of people behind. Clever tricks that used to generate bursts of income when people had more money to play around with are less effective. I predict that as more and more people realize that, it'll become harder to sell internet marketing products that focus on tricks and gimmicks. Not impossible, mind you. There'll always be people looking for an easy button, and some will be buying even more desperately, but the market will become more leery of such things. Expect more training to focus on the fundamentals. What'll be interesting to see is how people differentiate their teaching of the fundamentals from others'. One approach would be to pioneer new ways of applying old concepts. Some things never change, but the technology of 2011 is a lot different than the technology of 2005, so there's plenty of room for innovation, even if you're sticking to the fundamentals. Prediction number two, more of the same. Even as internet marketing training trends toward the fundamentals, some people who already have a loyal following will keep their reality distortion fields up and keep churning out the same kinds of products their followers have bought in the past. They'll have more trouble picking up new followers this way, and depending on how successful they are, they'll probably branch out in new directions behind the scenes. But don't expect an end to things like gurus selling the latest One True system at the standard $2,000 price point. Prediction number three, more focus on continuity income. I'll go with Ryan Lee on this one. The harder it becomes to get new customers, the more important it becomes to keep selling to existing customers, and the more desperate people will be to learn how to do it. The most reliable way to make repeat sales is to get your customers into a program where they're rebuilt automatically. I predict that more training will focus on building continuity products, and some marketers who've lived off frequent product launches in the past will shift their focus toward getting customers into continuity programs. I'll stop there for now. What do you think is coming in 2011?
We'd love to hear your thoughts about this podcast. Post a comment on our blog at whitehatcrew.com/blog, or better yet, copy an excerpt and use it to start a post on your own blog. You'll find links for sharing our content with your friends at the bottom of each post. And whatever you do, take action on what you learn.